down. I'm Joe Booth from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 13th of November, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Thursday the 6th, the prosecutor's office launched a criminal proceeding against major opposition figures, including Misha Saakashvili, Gogi Vashadze, Nika Gvaramia, Nika Melia, Zura Girchi Japaridze, Elena Khoshtaria, Mamuka Khazaradze, and Badri Japaridze. Authorities accused them of helping foreign countries impose sanctions on Georgia, spreading false information about the country's involvement in the Russia-Ukraine war, pushing for violent protests after losing the 2024 parliamentary elections. Authorities say the protests after last year's parliamentary elections turned into violent clashes that injured police officers and caused major property damage. Politicians face various charges, including sabotage, aiding foreign interests, and inciting government overthrow. Possible prison sentences range from 2 to 15 years. Wednesday, the 12th, prosecutor's office filed two charges against Gogi Gakharia, leader of the opposition Party for Georgia, or Saakashvili's. Both cases relate to his time as Minister of Interior under the Kotsebi before he became Prime Minister. Prosecutors accuse him of mishandling Gavrilov's night on the 20th of June, 2019, when police used rubber bullets and tear gas against demonstrators, some trying to storm the parliamentary building. Two people lost vision in one eye, a dozen suffered serious injuries. Authorities say Gakharia ordered special forces to disperse the crowd without warning demonstrators or giving them time to leave. His actions that day helped him get promoted to prime minister as the ruling party, and voters saw him as a hero. This charge alone could cost him 9 to 13 years in prison. Second charge concerns setting up a police checkpoint near the South Ossetia occupation line, which he had no authority to do and which may have allegedly escalated the conflict. Up next, update to the story that we've been reporting on in previous shows. On Tuesday the 11th, the Court of Appeals began hearing the case of Mzia Makalobeli, founder and editor of the independent media outlet Batumalebia Net Gazeti. The court of first instance convicted her of resisting police officers during pro-European protests and sentenced her to 2 years in prison. Prosecutor's office is appealing the decision, arguing that Mzia should have been convicted on the original charge of attacking a police officer, which carries a harsher sentence. The defense, on the other hand, insists she is innocent and should be released. The case has drawn additional attention because Marina Siradze, one of the three judges presiding over it, not only studied in Moscow, but also worked for Russia's Ministry of Internal Affairs for 9 years. Peter Fischer, the German ambassador to Georgia, returned to Tbilisi 3 weeks after Germany's foreign ministry recalled him for consultations. Fischer has been the target of the Kotsebi politicians and their propaganda media for months. They portrayed him as a key foreign figure supporting opposition parties and their alleged radical agenda. He was even summoned to Georgia's foreign ministry in September and reminded of the Vienna Convention, which forbids ambassadors from interfering in a country's internal affairs. Despite this, Fischer returned to Tbilisi on Saturday the 8th, posting on Twitter that he was happy to be back, grateful for the solidarity and support he received from many Georgians. Germany's foreign ministry also posted on Twitter saying Fischer has the full support of the German government. Other news. On Tuesday the 11th, a Turkish military cargo plane crashed in Georgia near the border with Azerbaijan. Aircraft was flying from Azerbaijan back to Turkey with around 20 military personnel on board. Everyone on the plane died in the crash. Both Georgian and Turkish sides launched investigations to find out what caused the collision. Leaders from Georgia and Azerbaijan expressed their condolences to Turkey. One person who lives near the crash site was able to take a video of the plane spiraling out of control. Check it out in the show notes. This week, several parents of children with type 1 diabetes posted on social media that they can no longer find the insulin their kids need to survive. For years, they received the drug Novorapid through the government's diabetes program, but pharmacies recently ran out. Health officials told families to switch to Apidra, a similar insulin, but parents say the change isn't simple. Kids need hospital supervision to adjust doses safely, and Apidra isn't approved for children under 6. The health minister blamed the shortage on the Danish company Novo Nordisk for failing to deliver it on its contract while saying another supplier, Sanofi, will cover demand. Parents, anxious, unsure about their options and when Novorapid will be restocked, are still concerned. On Saturday the 8th, authorities arrested Vladimir Stepanian, a Georgian businessman connected to the ruling party, for illegally building hotels, a cable car system, a ski slope, and toboggan track in Bakuriani. the most popular skiing destination in the country. Investigators say he made tens of millions of lari from the construction. Former Prime Minister Garibashvili, who's now facing charges over illegal income, visited and praised the hotel and its infrastructure. Stepanian has donated multiple times to the Kotsevi. Authorities are also examining whether any politicians benefited from his project. If convicted, he could face up to 12 years in prison. Similar news, but on a far smaller scale, police arrested two politicians from the Kotsevi in Kvareli, eastern Georgia. One of them, Levon Geladze, is the deputy mayor. The other, Givi Zautashvili, chairs the city council. They had a verbal confrontation at the event they were attending, and it seems like being from the same party did not prevent them from escalating it into a full-blown brawl involving other people as well. Zautashvili even used some sort of blunt object to hit Geladze in the face. Both were arrested on Tuesday the 11th on charges of violence. On Tuesday the 11th, independent media outlet OC Media published an article examining how Georgian authorities and pro-government figures are weaponizing mental health stigma against protesters and critics. Piece draws parallels to Soviet-era practices of labeling dissidents as mentally ill, arguing that this rhetoric is resurfacing in today's political climate. Through recent examples, it shows how state-aligned media portray activists as unstable or in need of psychiatric help, using this to discredit opposition voices and frame dissent as a psychological problem rather than a legitimate political stance. Full article in English with link in the show notes. On Wednesday the 12th, the Penitentiary Department decided to transfer Misha Saakashvili, third president of Georgia, back to prison. For over 3 years, Saakashvili was held in the Viva Medic Clinic. He was transferred there from prison in 2022 due to health conditions. Back then, he said he was being poisoned in prison and had lost a significant amount of weight. However, many people were unhappy about the preferential treatment he was receiving. He was even allowed to participate in video calls with TV channels. Some political experts said that by allowing him some degree of participation in political life, the Kotsevi were using Misha as a boogeyman to consolidate their voter base. This year's Tbilisi Book Day is the largest annual book fair in Georgia. 10 publishing houses, including two of the biggest ones, Bakur Sulakauri Publishing and Palitrael, joined the campaign The Lights Must Not Go Out to support independent media in Georgia. The fair will take place from Friday the 14th to Sunday the 16th. And part of the book sales will be donated to 22 independent media organizations that struggle to keep afloat due to the Kotsevi's tightening grip on financing sources. On Wednesday the 12th, pro-European activists created a 280-meter or 920-foot geoglyph in Anoxlia, western Georgia. The giant text, which can only be seen from the air, says Megobody Act. This is a bill initiated by anti-Kotsevi U.S. Congressman Joe Wilson, which aims to sanction Georgian government officials for democratic backsliding in alignment with Russia, Iran, and China. Despite passing the House of Representatives, it faces opposition in the Senate, leaving its future uncertain. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. And now, listen carefully, listeners. We mentioned this last week. Rorschach needs to pull in some revenue. If you're hearing this, you like what we're doing. So, just in time for the holidays, we are selling t-shirts. Very cool t-shirts. However, there's a problem. The normal way to sell t-shirts is digital ads, which is code for handing money to oligarchs like Mark Zuckerberg. The Rorschach you know and love will not do that, so we will sell via personal collections where real people like you who like a shirt can set up a personal collection, and whoever sells the most will get a free trip to Lisbon in early April. So help us out. Be cool. Check out the show notes. Nachbandis.